Now we are going to have communion in a little bit, but a couple of things I want to share with you before we go into that. As I say, the Lord spoke to me about a number of things this morning, and I may not get to my message, but there's a couple of things that I want us to have an understanding of this morning as we start this year off in September. You know, September is not the first of the year for us, but in many ways it is, because a lot of things take place in September. Everybody gets over their holidays and gets back to the working patterns and so forth, and the children are back in school. And it's important for us to recognize that you and I have a place in the kingdom of God, in the scheme of God's activities, a special place that we can walk into and redeem the time, and also have a sense of victory in everything that we do. But there are conditions that we must kind of walk into in order to be able to experience the wonderful benefits of the kingdom of God and the wonderful grace that we have. A couple of things I want to mention. In Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible there talks about the story of the dry bones. And I don't know if you've been feeling dry or dead or anything that lately. You know, sometimes we can get into a place where we feel pretty dry. Well, from this particular scripture, we can find ourselves in a place where we know that God says that dry bones can live, dead bones can live, live that have bones that seem to have no life in them can be spoken into life, can be spoken, life can be spoken into them. And listen to this scripture in Ezekiel chapter 37. And the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of dry bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry, dry bones. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, prophesy to the bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Now notice this scripture. So I prophesied as I was commanded. The Lord commanded Ezekiel to prophesy that there would be flesh on these dry bones. You know, you and I can take the word of God and we can confess it over our lives, and we can say things over our lives that are very positive and good. That's not prophesying. Prophesying is when the Lord tells us. You know, the book of 1 Corinthians talks about chapter 12, talks about prophecy being a gift of the Spirit, one of the gifts of the Spirit, and we can prophesy as the Holy Spirit wills. So it's not something that we can just blurt out and say, I'm going to prophesy this into existence. We can if the Lord moves on us and tells us to do that. Ezekiel said, I prophesied as the Lord commanded me. So it's as the Lord commands, as the Lord gives us direction, as the Spirit moves upon us, we can literally speak prophetic words over situations, but it's as the Lord wills. However, you and I can speak the word of God over our situation. You and I can, for instance, if we have a situation that seems like there's no life in what we're doing, it seems to be death in it, we can declare, Lord, we remember your word, Jesus, that you said, I have come that you might have life and have more abundantly. So I speak abundant life over what's happening right now. I speak abundant life into this situation that I'm dealing with right now, because Jesus spoke that that's what he came for. It came to give us. And so we can take our place in speaking these things forward. Now, when the Holy Spirit moves upon it, it seems like there's greater power, there's a greater force, just the way Ezekiel was commanded by the Lord to prophesy over these dry and dead bones. Now, we can take these very words from Scripture sometimes, as I say, if we feel that we're dry, and begin to speak these words over them, even the same words that Ezekiel brought over them. So the life of God can come in that way. Now, I also want to read from Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47 speaks to us about a river of life, a river of water that flows forth from the temple of God. Life always comes from the temple of God. And what is the temple of God today? Well, we individually are the temple of God, but corporately we're the temple of God as well. And there's greater life that flows when we all come together. When the body of Christ comes together in such a way that you and I can embrace one another, love on one another, and receive from the supply of the Spirit of God that each one of us carries. And listen to this scripture in Ezekiel chapter 47, wonderful scripture. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. So the water, the flow of God, the life flow of God was coming from the temple. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and he led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water was ankle deep. So water that came from the flow of the temple was just ankle deep. Then he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. He was getting deeper into the river. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other. And he said to me, "The water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters into the sea." Now, the sea there that is spoken about is referring to the Dead Sea. It was loaded with salt, and nothing lives in that. No life was living in that Dead Sea in the land of Israel. I've been to that Dead Sea. I swam in that Dead Sea. And in that Dead Sea, you cannot sink. You could stand straight up like this and go down to about here, and that's it. If you're lucky, if you had weight on, or if you weren't very buoyant. But really, you can't go any deeper than this. You can stand straight up and try to do this, and this is as far as you go. It is so salty that nothing can live in it. And yet Ezekiel prophesied, or Ezekiel seen the flow of water coming out of the temple and begin to flow in that Dead Sea. And the Bible says that when it flowed into that Dead Sea, it was healed. Notice in verse 7, "Then he said to me, 'This water flows toward the eastern region, it goes down into the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.'" In other words, this Dead Sea begins to come to life, which will really be a miraculous thing, because that Dead Sea is the lowest point on the earth where all like water flows into it, and there's no way of it to get out except other than evaporation. And that's the only way that the water comes out of that place is it evaporates. The Jordan River flows into it, and that's why it's dead, because it doesn't have any other rivers coming. It doesn't have any way to flow out. It doesn't have any way for the water to flow out of that river, or out of that sea, I should say. The water comes in, good water comes in from the Jordan, and it lays there, and it can't get out, and it becomes dead. Now listen to this very clearly. Our spiritual life has to have a flow involved. If we take in only the things of God and we don't have an access for it to go out, we'll become dead. We'll not become a people that is full of life, we'll become dead. We must have an outflow. We'll become like the Dead Sea if we are not telling somebody about Jesus somewhere. If we're not demonstrating the love of God to somebody somewhere, sometime, we will become dead. We are designed to have the life flow of God to flow through us, not stop with us. Or we'll become like the Dead Sea and not be able to get anything done at all. We'll become dry, we'll become dead. Nobody will be able to sink into our lives in order to gain the treasure of Jesus that we carry. We'll become so dead that anything that touches us really won't be able to penetrate. We have to have a life flow. Let me ask you this question this morning. Are you experiencing a life flow? Are you allowing the life of God to flow through you? I know it gives me life. I know it gives me life when I minister the word. I know it gives me life when I am, when I'm involved in trying to help somebody else out. I know that life comes from that. There is a life of God that is to flow through us, and we get to live on the residue that flow that's left when it flows through us. It's important to catch that. We get to live on the residue, not all that. If we stop it up and don't allow it to flow out, then what's in us becomes dead and dry. But if we allow it to flow out, the residue that's left gives us life. Now notice, again, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the river goes, it will live. There will be a great multitude of fish, because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. Praise God. You and I are supposed to be carrying the life of flow of God, that everywhere we go, we're to bring life. We're to change the environment. If we walk into a room where there's deadness or where there's even people fighting, you and I are to go in there and to bring the life flow of God into that situation. Everywhere the river goes, things are brought to life. Things are healed in the name of Jesus. Now, notice in verse 11 there, but its swamps and marshes will not be healed. So this river, this flow that is coming into the Dead Sea is healed, but the swamps and the marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Like I said, this Dead Sea is saturated with salt, and these marshes won't be healed. It'll just be the main body. Now that speaks to me about that when you step into the kingdom of God, you don't want to hang around over on the outside of things. You don't want to hang around trying to just get a little bit of God. You have to jump right in, be a part, get into the main flow of God, get into the main river of God, and you'll begin to have life. Because if you hang around and not want to jump in too deep, you'll be just like the marshes. That's where the salt will be, and there'll be no life there. If you want to grab a hold of life, you got to jump in and say, what can I provide? What can I bring into this experience with God, into other people's experience of God? What can I bring? I can't stick around on the outsides, or I won't have the life flow of God coming on the inside of me. That speaks to me about, so I want to jump in both feet. I want to have to be swimming in order to stay alive, because God has got so much for you and I. We don't want to hold back and hang around on the outskirts of what he's doing. We don't want to jump. And when we start off our September and start off the year, different things are changing and so forth. Start off jumping in with both feet. Start off. Don't hang around in the marshes. Don't hang around. How can I say it? Lita boro shinde ko sondo la baba sata. Lite keke sende boro shite la mando sondo. Ha so te la ba si te ke la baba sondo bara sinde ko sondo la manda sete lo bara sende ko sondo la bara sete libara sondo ba si te ko sede be sinde la ra sinde lo do re sinde ko sinde la ba sinde ke sinde la ko lo bara sinde. Suya. You have heard it said that many will fall away as the time draws close. For the time is even upon you, where the throes of the darkness of this world will begin to increase. And those who are caught up in the river of God will experience life even in the midst of the darkness of this world. But it is in the midst of that darkness that I will cause you to shine and to glow strong in the midst of destruction that is coming upon the earth. Take heed the word of the Lord, for the day is coming where those who are dabbling around on the outside will look, and they'll look, and they'll watch, and they'll try to see, and they'll look some more, and some will look too long and turn away and go the other way. They'll turn and go into the direction of darkness because they've taken too long to evaluate the things of what I'm offering. For the life of the Spirit of Jesus Christ is not to be evaluated. It's to be grasped a hold of. It's to be entered into. It's to be adored. It's to be gained. That the life that comes from Jesus will cause you to grow in grace and knowledge. And Jesus Christ will be your life in the midst of the darkness of this world, declares the Lord God Almighty. People are sometimes when this prophetic word comes, it just kind of comes and it goes. I don't know how to say this, but it seemed like the Lord just took me over there to get that out. Took me over. I believe it's a word, caution for the days ahead. Don't mess around on the outside. Jump in. Jump into the river of God. Jump in and you'll live. Jump into where the river is flowing. Don't allow the things of this world. Don't allow the pleasures of this world to sidetrack us. Don't allow the worries of the world to sidetrack us. Jump into the river. God has got life in the river. All He's saying is jump into the river. Don't hang around on the outside, but find your way in. Praise God forevermore. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Holy Father, we worship you, Father. We bless you. We thank you, dear God. Lord, I pray, dear God, that, Father, you know every person who's supposed to be connected to our fellowship. Now, God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that there would be a move of your Spirit amongst us to grip our very hearts, Lord, giving us an understanding of how important it is to be in the middle of what you're doing, God. To be in the middle of the river of life, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray your hand of protection over them, dear God. I stand against the demonic forces that would try to hinder and pull people away, cause people to look to other things, even to find their enjoyment and their fulfillment. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand against every demonic foe and command them to shut up in the name of Jesus. I speak the blood of Jesus Christ over every single person who is a part of our fellowship, and those who haven't even come in yet, dear God, who belong here, Lord. We speak the blood over them, Father, and we say, bring them in, Lord. Bring them in, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they would be delivered from the kingdom of darkness and brought in to the kingdom of the Son of your love, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that even as we stand in faith believing that you will move us from where we are, God, in order to be able to receive a greater measure of the grace that comes from you, Lord. Help us, God, I pray in this in Jesus' name. Lord, don't leave us where we're at, God, I pray. Change us, Father. Change us, Lord. Change us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, into all that we are called to be in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring us in, Lord. Bring us in, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.